It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What did you say Lee McNeil was watching?
Reba.
What is that?
You know what Reba
it's
is?
A sitcom.
Sitcom, yeah.
A really bad sitcom.
A single mom who works two jobs.
I thought you
kids.
Said Ariba.
Oh.
Ariba.
Yeah.
No, Reba McEntire.
No, I know. Okay, yeah.
On the lay, John.
I think that's awesome that he's watching Reba.
He's just unwinding. Dan Campbell was asked about it. He goes, wait, he was doing what?
Man, we all have that show that comes on. You just kind of sit there and watch
right,
it forever.
Yeah.
And mine's Law and Order. Sure, and watch Law and Order forever.
Which one?
Hours. I just lose it. Anything with Sam Waterston and Jerry Orville?
Yeah.
Orbach. Jerry Orbach.
And all of a sudden, before you know it, you're looking at going, yeah, what's for dinner?
It's like 3 a.m.
Mom! Meatloaf! It's about what it feels like when you've been binging on an old show you've probably already seen.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's Chris Fuller. All right. We're talking Michigan football. Want your ticket text, want your phone calls. Biggest issue with the team right now and what you think they finish with record-wise. I said 8-4. John, yesterday you said, who could they have added in the portal? And I want to be fair about this. I'm not going to say Dylan Gabriel. I'm not going to say Will Howard. Those guys wanted to be starters, wanted guaranteed jobs, and decided in December where they were going to enroll in January.
Okay.
Those aren't fair for me to come up and go, you should have had these guys. But I went back through it. And in December, Dante Moore, a 5-star quarterback from Detroit, committed to be a backup at Oregon. So he would have committed to be a backup somewhere. He did.
Okay. The question, though, is Michigan is still playing.
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh is your coach. He's the one that has to sign off on this.
Correct. I'm saying this is a program issue. They could have addressed Dante Moore via the portal, local kids.
It's a Jim Harbaugh issue.
Sure.
Because Sherrone Moore, Kurt
Sherrone
Campbell,
was on the staff.
Right.
They do recruit.
Yeah, okay.
They do make phone calls, and they do get in contact with recruits.
Yes. But who has to sign off on it?
Jim Harbaugh.
Thank you.
Okay. This is a multi-level issue.
Because Sherrone Moore is not going to say, we need to sign this guy. Let's sign this guy because I'm going to be the next head coach. You're not going to be here. That's not a conversation they're having in December.
I bring it up because you can't say because they had JJ, they couldn't get Dante Moore. Dante Moore picked a school to be a backup at. Yes, you could have pursued him. Jim could have pursued them,
correct,
John. Same with Jaden Maiava. He left UNLV where he was a starter to be a backup at USC. These are guys who are backups that could be upgrades at Michigan if they had accessed the portal. If you want to go to the spring window, when Sherrone was the head coach, Jaden Rashad is the backup at Georgia. He's a 4-star guy. There's some ability there. That's an option that Michigan could have pursued. The other name,
also some baggage that comes with it.
Absolutely. And then how about a guy with no baggage? Jordan McLeod. Who? He was at JMU a year ago. 35 touchdowns, 10 picks. He's now at Texas State. He committed on February 27th. That would have been a guy with starter's experience that you could have plugged in, that you could have had at the quarterback position.
But you're also assuming that he's going to be better.
Well, I'm seeing what I'm seeing with this quarterback room, and I'm asking questions.
Okay, so but you're assuming that him playing against Texas,
just
instead
like,
of being at Texas State, is
like,
going to be better.
Just like Michigan assumed that they had a good quarterback room.
Well, again, I go back to, is it the quarterback or is it the supporting cast?
Well, it's both, but it doesn't excuse the quarterback situation. You're one of the 10 best programs in college football. You were the best program in college football a year ago. The idea that this is the best you can do at the most important position,
right, so a
is
guy
frankly
that ends
unacceptable.
So the guy at Texas State, you think is better than...
Davis Warren?
Davis Warren.
I do.
Okay. Your opinion.
Okay.
A texter brought up an interesting point in terms of when's the last time a national champion had what looks like a pretty big fall like this. And I wanted to combine that with this question. Whatever the excuse is, Michigan, it's easier for Michigan to be good because of their brand, right?
Yeah.
It just is.
Sure.
And people want to come here.
Yeah.
There's zero capitalization on winning a natty.
And when
that's
your
pathetic.
Coach, when your coach year in and year out is flirting with going to the NFL, I think this is the outcome that you,
I mean,
is one of the outcomes that can happen.
Guys, it just has all the makings of you made a deal with the devil and you got what you wanted.
Sure.
And now you're paying the price. But it's just that simple to me. And it's
okay. the Harbaugh point is fine to make, but isn't having Chiron more acting head coach for the Penn State, Ohio State games clearly the coach in waiting, even if it wasn't official? You knew who the head coach of the program would be if and when Jim ever left. It's not like the program was thrown into a spiral. That was the argument to keep Chiron, is that you keep continuity, that there isn't supposed to be a big drop-off.
Right, but who is the one that goes out there and ultimately signs off on a quarterback?
In the winter, it's the head coach. In the winter, it's Jim. In the spring, it's Chiron.
Where's the payoff for JJ, though? You came here, you got to start 2 years, you had to wait a little bit, but he made him a pro. He made him a first-round pick. Michigan has not benefited from that whatsoever, versus that's a selling point for other universities.
It's supposed to be.
Right. I mean, it's just, you sit here and you're just like...
Yeah, but if Jim Harbaugh is not going to be there, and you have a question that...
Because
who's developing the quarterback? Is it Kirk Campbell? Probably not. It's Jim Harbaugh. Is it Chiron Moore for the quarterback? Probably not. It's Jim Harbaugh.
But everybody knew who the coach was going to be. I mean,
I understand.
Is it because
that,
it's Jim Harbaugh?
Was he actually focused on the future of Michigan, or was he focused on Jim Harbaugh winning a national championship and then moving on to the NFL to try and pursue a Super Bowl?
Yes, he was focused on that, but I thought this was his beloved university.
Well, we all thought that.
But it's not all his fault. It isn't. It's excuse making to blame the guy that just left.
Up until January 24th. Do you think Chiron Moore had the power to sign a quarterback?
He should have. I don't care. He should have. He's going to be the coach.
What do you want to say? So if Jim Harbaugh interviews with the Chargers and doesn't get offered the job and is back, now he's going to coach a quarterback that his offensive coordinator signed?
Well, maybe if you're a strong program and you're putting the program in limbo like that, you say, see ya, Jim.
I don't disagree with that at all.
So that goes to leadership.
That's what I talked about when he was with the Minnesota Vikings, and he talked about, I'm never going to flirt with the NFL again.
They're not going to fire the reigning national championship head coach. I can't believe that was uttered on the radio. Like, I understand he put him in limbo, but the option wasn't to fire
him.
This
is what you get if you don't do that.
No, what you're supposed to do is have a staff that works together and identifies proactively. Hey, JJ's likely going to the NFL. He's going to have a first-round grade. We need to bring in someone to compete for the job. Otherwise, it's going to be Alex Orji, a running back at quarterback, Davis Warren, who's a nice person but isn't a good player.
They let him do whatever he wanted, and this is what you get. You got the natty, and now you made the deal.
But
you made the deal with the devil, and this is what you get.
There is a four-star quarterback on the roster.
What do you want to say, Sean?
Jane Davis.
Then play him. Oh, we can't
do that yesterday.
Because we make promises, and we're loyal at Michigan. We told Davis he's going to start, and that just goes back to... This isn't the world we live in now. Freshmen come in and freshmen play.
John, I actually think you're right to make that point. Like, if they had said, it's a transition year, we're going to take our lumps, we got a guy with a high ceiling and a young player, we're going to get him in the game, we're going to see what we have in him. That's a selling point. Not we've got guys who are career backups that we're going to throw into this season.
And have we not seen this before at Michigan? What'd they do with Chad Henne?
Yep.
Hey, let's see what you can do, young man.
But that becomes a Chiron thing. He's the head coach.
Remember, it is now.
Remember,
yes.
The head coach signs off on everything.
And
so
I'm fine. I said that yesterday.
Yep.
Jaden Davis. That could be your answer. This is Arkansas State. What better time to test it out?
I agree. Well, we have Chiron on tomorrow. We can ask him. Let's get to the phones. We've got Brandon in Toledo. Brandon, you're on 97.1.
How you doing this morning?
Good.
I'm kind of with a lot of this issue being on Jim Harbaugh. I mean, you see players and coaches recruited as sophomores. That would have been 2021 and 2022 when Jim Harbaugh was sitting taking interviews. I remember being a little upset when he on National Recruiting Day and he's meeting with the Vikings. I said then I wanted Jim Harbaugh fired because I knew the effect that it was going to have on the program long term. And we didn't. Obviously, I'm happy we won a national championship. But we are seeing the effects of it now. They're depleted in a lot of depth areas, one of them being the quarterback spot. I mean, John, you're a former player. You know what the relationship aspect is in terms of recruiting, who you're going to be playing for over the next 2 to 3 years, depending on your status in terms of going to the pros. Like, that was a big negative effect in my point. I mean, to me, this looks like a 8-4, maybe 9-3 team if they can get things together. I honestly want to see Davis Warren completely have the job and give him the confidence. And if things don't go right, then I think you give the keys to Jaden Davis and just use it as a developmental year for the team.
Brandon, appreciate the phone call. His name's come up a bunch, including from Scott in Chesterfield. You want to talk Jaden Davis? You're on 97.1.
Absolutely, John. Thanks for bringing that up. I just don't understand why they don't want to put this guy in there, because not only would he shake up things, but he can also recruit receivers to come to Michigan, which would be a big thing. And the other point I want to make is with Alex Orji, why don't we make him a tailback? If we want him to, he's going to run the football anyway. Why doesn't he convert him to a tailback position?
Well, he was a wide receiver originally in high school and then moved to quarterback. I mean, he is a guy that he is a tremendous athlete. There's no arguing that. But he might not be great at throwing the football. So, yeah, there are other ways you can get him on the field.
I have one other idea. Donovan Edwards, clearly not an every down tailback. Why don't you consider converting him to wide receiver, converting to a slot receiver position so you can use his skill set better? He seems to be really good when he gets in the open field, but he's not an every down back, and they continue to try to put that square peg in a round hole. I just don't understand what they're doing with these guys.
I think Khalil Mullins is the guy that they should be using on first and second down. And if you're looking for a big play opportunity, you got big play Dono, but throw him the ball out of the backfield. Throw him the ball as a receiver. I mean, as a freshman against Minnesota, what do you have, 10 catches for nearly 200 yards? He set a record for running backs receiving. He is really good at catching the football.
Some ticket text before we get to Heather's news and the two grand slam. Dan Campbell, 802. Ticket texter says, right now, I don't think Michigan wins 6 games. I think that's a little much. Texter says, Michigan sucks 7-5. Moore will be fired. I also don't think that's happening this season. Pending something wild for the NCAA. This one says, what do we got here? It didn't help the Jim wasn't always recruiting. He was taking interviews. Yes, that's a point we've been making. Says,
well, and then here's his exact quote. After he flirted with Minnesota. And I brought this up the last 2 years because this is something that has really annoyed me. He said, sure, the Super Bowl is the greatest prize in our sport, but winning a national championship, that's pretty darn great. Let's do that. Okay, you did that. There was a pull to the NFL because I got close to the Super Bowl, but this was the time to try and return, and this is the last time. Now let's go chase college football's greatest prize. I mean, those are the words of Jim Harbaugh. That is a direct quote, word for word. And then the year after that, he flirts with Denver.
Ticket texters. Hey, guys, the portal opened December 23rd and April 24th. At either point, Michigan had the opportunity to get a quarterback. Either that or bite the bullet with the young guy Davis. They did neither. It's an ugly look. Texter says, Jim, you missed a name. When Saban retired, it opened the portal. Julian Sayin switched to Ohio State. Former 5-star quarterback. Was Michigan in on him? It's a fair question.
Yeah, it is a question. And here's the thing is, and I've said this early on, maybe they made those phone calls and saying just said, I don't want to go to Michigan.
Ticket texter says, Jim Harbaugh signs off on everything, huh?
Everything he knows about, yeah.
248-539-9797. Dan Campbell, 802. We want to talk about a playoff race at 735. We've got two grand slam. It's all coming up. It's 97.1. And we tell you about Brightside Dental. Life gets busy. Sometimes you forget to go to the dentist. We've all been there. Maybe you just got out of your routine. You missed a 6-month checkup. Or maybe you have an issue that you're kind of stressing about and you pretend it's going to go away. There's no judgment. Whatever your issue is, Brightside Dental wants to take care of you. There's no judgment. These aren't the dentists. We're going to give you a hard time because you haven't been flossing perfectly. They're going to be approachable professionals that want to help you out. And there's no better example than if you have a dental emergency. And if you've been there, you know how bad that can be. They will see you the same day. Brightside Dental has 8 offices in Metro Detroit, 9 soon. $35 new patient special. That's a free exam and x-rays to kick off your dental journey. Give them a call. Make that appointment. 1-800-PAINLESS or brightsidedental.com. Brightside Dental. No judgment. Just care.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number
number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Before the two grand slam, Heather, let's get to the news.
Yeah, one of Hollywood's most instantly recognizable voices for his roles in the Star Wars movies, also The Lion King, has passed away, James Earl Jones. Yeah, he passed away Monday at his home in upstate New York, surrounded by his family. He was 93 years old. And like I said, I think probably will mostly be remembered for his voice as Darth Vader, also as Mufasa. But he was also in a bunch of other movies, Coming to America, Field of Dreams, and a whole bunch of others. He's also on the short list of EGOT winners. He's won 2 Emmys, a Grammy, an honorary Oscar, and 3 Tony Awards.
Legend doesn't even begin to describe it. I mean, voice is forever iconic.
And for those that go to Michigan football games, he's the one that introduces the Big House.
Really?
And the university.
He's a Michigan alum, right?
He's a Michigan alum. Yeah. It's an epic start to every college, every fall Saturday in Ann Arbor.
Oh, wow. Yep. Let's talk about Tyreek Hill. He says that his interaction with police went from calm to chaotic in a matter of moments, and it made him feel like police viewed him as a threat. So he did an interview with NBC Nightly News, and he said that things went from 0 to 60 immediately, and he said things got super tense when he was in the process of getting out of his car. He also said that he didn't see why officers felt, you know, he was enough of a threat to really forcibly detain him like they did. Law enforcement say that he was not immediately cooperative and that he was cuffed for the safety of the officers. Body cam footage has also now been released, and it shows officers pulling Hill out of his car after he refused to keep his window down and then forcing him to the pavement before they cuffed him.
I don't know how they viewed him as a threat. And then to go another step, some of his Miami Dolphins teammates were in the area. Calais Campbell,
yes,
unarmed, walking up, former Walter Payton Man of the Year, walking up just to say, hey, what's going on? They handcuffed him too. I mean, these cops clearly had a power trip going.
And there was another teammate, I believe, that received some sort of citation as well for showing up just to make sure, you know, hey, what's going on? Is everything okay, right? It's crazy. This is awful. A disgruntled employee at a business on West Grand Boulevard in Detroit was arrested after he set 2 women on fire. Yeah, you heard that right. It happened on Monday morning, just as these women showed up to work around 6 a.m. There was a man who had just quit his job a few weeks ago who was waiting in the parking lot before he attacked. And police say they don't believe the 2 women were necessarily targeted. They just happened to be the first ones to show up to work, right? So that's who he attacked. The women were rushed to a nearby hospital. They are expected to survive, but Detroit Police Chief James White said that this was one of the most awful cases he's ever seen, and that while the women will survive their physical injuries, he's like, the emotional injuries are a whole nother story.
You're right? Scarred forever. Like, I mean, beyond the actual scars, emotional scars,
right,
forever.
For sure. A 38-year-old Detroit woman has been charged with safe storage violations after her 3-year-old son accidentally shot himself last week. The woman told police that she had just arrived home from work, put her gun on a dresser, and within minutes, this little boy got a hold of it and shot himself. The boy was rushed to the hospital in critical condition, but he is expected to survive. Now, the mom is facing a 5-year felony. She was given a $250,000 bond. Yeah.
Too many of these stories, and I know I have family that are responsible gun owners. John is a very responsible gun owner. There's just no reason to have this stuff happen.
No,
not at all.
All right, that's Heather with the news. It's time for the Two Grand Slam. Two Grand Slam time. The rules are simple. You'll have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. For each one that you get right, you get $25. If you get all 10, you get $2,000. Use your time wisely. Pass if you need to. Don't pass everything or you'll run out of time. Yeah. But it's your show. You got 60 seconds to see how much money you can win. Our contestant today, Greg, do we have a contestant ready? It is Keith in Macomb Township. Keith, you're on 97.1. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, doing all right. You fired up to be on?
I'm fired up, John. Fired up to be with you, fellow Michigan alum.
All right. It's a standard now.
I was going to play the fired up chips drop, but you said that, so never mind. Still, best of luck to you, Keith. We'll start when I read the first question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who did the Tigers play last night?
Last night they were off.
Oh, sorry. Who did the Tigers play tonight?
The Rockies.
Who do the Lions play next Sunday?
The Bucks.
The Houston Texans running back had 159 yards rushing on Sunday. Who is he?
Pass.
Who played John Wick in the John Wick movies?
Keanu Reeves.
This team is currently in first place in the AFC North.
The Steelers.
Who did Notre Dame lose to in football on Saturday?
Northern Illinois.
The United States Air Force Academy is located in this state.
Colorado.
Where did Jets wide receiver Garrett Wilson play in college?
Ohio State.
This rapper had the 1997 hit Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Pass.
Who currently leads Major League Baseball in hits?
Pass.
This Houston Texans running back had 159 yards rushing last Sunday.
Mixon.
I stumbled on the first one. Do we give it to him? Yes, yeah. We give you that one. How many did
all
he
right.
get?
You got eight.
Eight?
Yes.
Right.
Well done.
Adam, apologies for the stumble out of the gate. You were phenomenal.
Keith.
Wow, Adam is on
come on,
hold.
Stoney.
Jesus. This is why Heather does the two grand slam. Keith, you were a great contestant.
Yes.
We'll make sure you get paid. Eight right is $200. That's a good Tuesday.
Yes. Go blue, Keith. Nice job.
Thanks, gentlemen. Go blue.
All right.
You want to go through it, John? Maybe you should go through it.
Yeah. It's not as easy as it looks, is it?
No, it's not.
The clock is ticking for you, too.
I know.
We've had every single host has done this. Welcome to the party. I remember we had a former host who said, what's the capital of Paris? In a question, we've had Jamie had a classic that I don't remember, Greg, but maybe you do. There was a vintage Jamie one.
Yeah.
We've had callers. We didn't get Desmones. I mean, the caller. Everybody screws up sometimes, you know.
Yes. So the Tigers play tonight. The Rockies. The Lions play the Bucks next Sunday. Joe Mixon, which he ended up getting there, is the Houston Texans running back that ran for 159 yards. Keanu Reeves is John Wick in the John Wick movie series. The Steelers are currently in first place in the AFC North. Northern Illinois is the team that came into South Bend and whooped up on Notre Dame. Colorado is where the United States Air Force Academy is located. Ohio State is where Garrett Wilson played. Mo Money, Mo Problems. The notorious B.I.G. It's one he passed on and did not get. And then Bobby Witt Jr. currently leads Major League Baseball in hits. He also passed on that one.
I feel like you guys wanted me to read this so you could have the whitest guy at the station say, Mo Money, Mo Problems. Can you confirm that?
Yes. Well, it just kind of played out that way.
It just kind of happened that way. Yes. The Two Grand Slam is brought to you by Femininio Law. Again, congrats to Keith, our contestant in Macomb Township.
I said this out loud to Greg. Are you the whitest guy on the station?
That's a good question.
You're whiter than me. Not much, but you are.
Are we doing skin complexion or?
No.
I know what you mean. All right. We got a lot to get to this morning. We have the Detroit Tigers.
So
we
asked for texts.
Who's the whitest member of the station? If you'd like to send that in, 248-539-9797. Dan Campbell at 802 this morning. The Tigers suddenly in a playoff race. That's right. Three games back of a playoff spot. Into the stretch run we go. That's next. It's 97.1. Dan Campbell at 8:02 this morning. The first ticket text we get. So, Jim, do you think you're doing a good job? Was that signed AJ? I'm doing my best, AJ. Same way you answered it. Got thrown off. Clock's ticking.
Uh-huh. Tick-tock. It's not just if you're sitting in your car, that clock provides some pressure. If you're reading the questions. That's why I think Heather does a great job at
it. She does. Underrated. I think people are learning that. Texter says, I believe the afternoon show determined that Hatchet is the whitest person at the station. I would say Caputo is the whitest, but I remember he watches a lot of minor league baseball, okay? Jim, whitest toast at the station. Ben in Kalamazoo. Cookies is whitey. Cookies brings value to being white. Tom is the whitest person at the station. Signed, Doug in Ann Arbor. So some nominations for Gov.
Doug's just trying to cover himself.
Stoney getting a vote.
From Tecumseh.
Greg gets a vote.
Every 3 months or so, I feel like I got to just let it be known. I don't really live in Tecumseh. It's a bit. I had somebody come up to me at spring baseball and said, you live here? I thought you lived in Tecumseh in Little League.
Yeah, your neighbor.
See what Mike's power is?
Oh, my goodness.
And I love it. I play along with it. It's all good nature and all that, but...
Wojo and Caputo getting some votes on the ticket text. Wojo, whitest guy in the station?
Hey! He is pretty white. I've heard him say brother before, and it still sounds so white.
We have some drops of that in the system. Can we pull those? all right, let's go to Adam and Wyandotte, who I mistakenly thought was playing the two grand slam. He instead wants to talk sports with us. Adam, you're on 97.1. Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I was listening to you guys talk about Michigan recruiting. I have a bit of a different perspective on it. You know, I know that we're consistently a top three revenue generating program year to year. I would assume our alumni base is probably at or near the top in average salaries. Yet, what are we, probably like 30th in NIL? So until we fix that, I don't think Harbaugh taking interviews or little things like that really matter. Like if we're not going to spend the money that the top programs are spending, I don't think we can expect to have the talent. I mean, it's pretty simple from my perspective.
That could be a part of it. I think there's a lot of factors in this, but I also think that when you're trying to sell to recruits the same thing you're selling to your athletic director after you talked to Minnesota, I already gave you some of the quotes. Here's the other one that in the same interview that he gave, that where Jim Harbaugh says, I called Michigan athletic director Ward Manuel and asked him if he wanted me to be the head coach. Harbaugh added, and he said, yes, 100%. And so I told him, okay, then, that's what I want to do. And I told him, Ward, this will not be a recurring theme every year. This was a one-time thing.
Oops.
You come out publicly and say that to your boss. How do we recruits, when then you flirt with Denver and have interviews, how do recruits sit there and say they don't have a relationship with you? To say, I'm going to believe you now, you're going to be here, you're going to be here for 4 years, or 3 years if I'm thinking I'm going to the league.
Adam. I mean, yeah, I mean, I can see that, but, you know, in this world, I also know, you know, money and the effects. And I also know that both Jim and Juwan ran into issues with Michigan having higher academic standards than our competitors. We lost quite a few players that went to other schools because they couldn't pass their academic standards. So at Michigan, you know, they're not going to spend the money. They're going to have higher academic standards, yet the expectation is to win at the same level as these other schools. I think it's I think it's a bit unfair to the coaches.
Well, I don't want to give them a pass. I mean, you're at Michigan. This is supposed to be a premier football job, 1,000 wins and all that. You got 1,000 wins on your polo today. Like, it's 1,000 wins. Like, this is a place where winning is expected at the highest level, and 8 wins this season feels low. Like, given the standard at Michigan. But yet I view this as an 8-win team, so that's where we start asking questions. Where did it go wrong? Some of it is on Harbaugh, but some of it's on Sharon and the staff. Like, you're going to have to find a way to beat somebody this season. You have you have talent on defense. You're going to have to find a way to develop some offensive linemen.
But here's another example. I talked about, you know, I mentioned Jaden Davis.
Yeah.
They've done it with Chad Henne. I was a part of a team that won a national title and started off 0-2. Still won a share of the Big Ten title. So you are, as I've mentioned before, allowed to get better, but there has to be improvement on the players. There also needs to be adjustments in how they are putting them in position to be successful. There has to be a change in how they're setting things up offensively, how they're doing things defensively. If you're going to tell me that this team got ran through the way that Texas... Now, Texas is a good team, and I don't want to lose the fact that Texas... I want to make sure to give enough credit to Texas, Quinn Ewers, that offensive line. They manhandled the defense. But if you're sitting there saying, well, you've got a possibly a number one overall pick or a top three pick in Will Johnson, you've got a top 10 pick in Mason Graham, a top 20 pick in Kenneth Grant, because those are what people, not just me.
No.
Others have talked about, and you have another first-round pick in Colston Loveland. You telling me you got four first-round picks, and this is... You're looking at it as an 8-4 team.
Yeah.
So that's why I say there is talent there to be able to make the shift to win games.
Cooper in Commerce, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just want to say I think that that last caller was pretty incredible, the lack of accountability for their coaching staff. Kind of just talking about NIL money and academic standards. Academic standards are not a thing for basketball and football at the D1 level at this point. I don't know if people realize that yet. But that is...
Are you a part of admissions at Michigan?
No, I know plenty of players from that program.
Well, yeah, as do I.
Yeah, and... there's plenty of guys, they get tutors and things like that, but actually getting into the program and getting a full ride scholarship, if you have about like over a 1.5 GPA and you can pass your classes in high school, you'll be allowed to go in.
Well, so if you have a 1.5 GPA, you're not eligible to play at any school.
He's saying high school.
Right, in high school. Yeah, you can't even be recruited. You don't clear the NCAA clearinghouse.
No, yeah, you can, 100%.
Okay.
And he's just going to talk about NIL money and everything. It was pretty shocking to hear basically just him talk about NIL money and how they don't have enough talent when all offseason they were talking about, yeah, they lost a lot, but Orgy's the greatest quarterback ever, and they have the best defense in the country, and now all of that turns out to not be true, but it's because of NIL money and not because of coaching.
I think there's an argument that Michigan should be competitive in the NIL space, given the brand, the endowment, the revenue that program generates, the wealthy alumni that the university's produced. There should not be a question of whether Michigan can compete NIL-wise. Academically, a lot of Big Ten schools have similar academic standards. I don't know that that's an issue for Michigan specifically.
All right. So the minimum GPA you have to be considered an early academic qualifier for a D1 is 2.3 GPA. High school GPA.
Right. I think he was a little extreme.
And you need a 2.2 GPA. So, I mean,
he was extreme, but I do think there's always been the argument that, like, for an athlete, you can get in where a regular student couldn't.
Correct.
So it's not the same standard.
I agree.
He went a little extreme.
Yeah.
But to me, it's not an excuse either for Michigan. And that was maybe the biggest point of his phone call, even if it was done sloppily, is don't make excuses for this coaching staff. Don't make excuses for this program. They have a ton of advantages being Michigan. They're the reigning national champions. A drop-off of some level was expected. Shouldn't be this dramatic.
No, it shouldn't. And it doesn't have to be. It still can be improved upon. We're talking about two games into the season. Now, does it look bright? No.
Well, because again, there doesn't appear to be any spark at quarterback unless they go to a freshman and there's some untapped upside. And defensively, old dog, new tricks, I don't see it. They're going to probably still blitz their brains out. And it'll work against lesser teams. I don't know if it'll work against the better teams on their schedule.
Again, to me, that is, you've got to put your players in position to be successful. And how did we see Davis Warren find more success? The first pass completion that he had was a rollout. Get him outside the pocket. At the end of the game, when he is, you know, running for his life because he's under duress because the offensive line can't protect, he's outside the pocket and he's starting to complete some passes. So how about we look at that and say, well, maybe we need to roll them out more.
Dan Campbell, 802. We still need to talk Tigers. I don't want to shortchange them. Let's dedicate some time to the Tigers who are in a playoff race. One last ticket text points out that Wojo is the winner of our white contest. He is translucent. I think translucent.
That's not white.
Takes the cake.
That's clear, right?
We'll go to the committee. We'll figure it out. It's 97.1.
When it comes to an IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of tax problems. And when dealing with the world's largest civil law enforcement agency, your case can take a lot of twists and turns. Your first call should be to an experienced law firm like Abraham and Rose. They're prepared to advocate on your behalf, no matter if it's civil or criminal or even the Michigan Department of Treasury, whether personal income tax or business payroll taxes. You're going to need a real team of local lawyers, not some tax organization with a random individual that you're never going to meet. Visit abrahamandrose.com today or call 248-539-5040 so you never personally have to deal with the IRS.
We'll be joined by Lions head coach Dan Campbell at 8:02, 1-0, Detroit Lions. September shaping up to be fun.
Oh, man. It could be better because the Tigers could be in the playoffs. I don't want to go down the road of how they could have gotten there, but they are, whether you believe that they can get in or not, they're three back. They're in a playoff race. We are at least, and as Tigers fans, you wake up every morning, what did Kansas City do? What did Minnesota do? What did Boston do? What does Detroit do? Now, they weren't playing last night, and yet they're three back.
The significance of three back, we had made it kind of a show line in the sand. Once you're within three, you're in a race. It's a chase. We're looking at pitching matchup strategy. You're trying, hey, you got a real shot at this. Three is significant. They closed the season out with three games against the Chicago White Sox, who are the worst team in the history of baseball. Tigers are 9-1 against them this year. You should expect to sweep them. You're playing good ball.
Yep.
They're dead on the vine. That's three freebies at the end of the season. Can you be a game and a half better than the Twins the rest of the way? The schedule sets up with the Rockies starting tonight. They're throwing a gas can on the mound. Beat them. Take three, sweep them, really kick this into overdrive and apply pressure on the other teams. You don't want to hope for other people to lose. Keep winning. Apply pressure. John, we're officially in a playoff race, and I give credit because there's going to be a lot of who was right and who was wrong. The players should get the credit in all of this. The players could have had this season go south. We discussed 90 losses post-trade deadline. They don't have a rotation. Give them credit for staying in the fight, for clawing and scratching, and giving us a relevant September baseball team.
Do you think they at some point should move Scooble back to 5 days versus six? Because if they do, they could get Scooble against, obviously against Kansas City. They could then get him against Baltimore, and then they would get him against Chicago.
So they get an extra start out of him if they go to five?
They get an extra start out of him.
Yes. I mean, it's a great point. 18 games to go. If they can squeeze one extra start by getting him on regular rest, nothing out of the ordinary.
Which would mean they'd bump him to play on tomorrow instead of the 12th. And then he would bump him two up. He would still get a start against Kansas City. Then he would get a start against Baltimore the second time in Baltimore. Right now, he will not be scheduled to start against Baltimore. And ultimately, then you'd get him against the Sox.
So one extra start then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're going to bump them up, but I don't think they'll do it this week. I think they'll keep them Thursday this week, and then they will start to bump. I think they're playing this game of, are we going to get closer, but we're not going to go away from our plan until we do. I do think...
If you don't do it now, then you won't get him the second time they play Baltimore.
I know. And I just think the rotation is set this week, that they'll stick to their plan, and then they'll reassess it. I actually, when we have AJ on Thursday, I think that'll be his answer, to be quite honest. I think they're just going to hold. I think they are preparing to potentially take a big run at this. Job's in Toledo. They called him up. So they've checked the box on what they said they had to do for him to come up here.
Tom, I don't know if you missed what John's point was. There's 18 games to go.
I know. They're not going to do it this week, guys. They're going to. I disagree.
Okay, if they don't, then by the time they do it, it's too late.
I'm telling you what I think they're going to do, not what I would do. They never should have done this. It's going to cost them. I don't get it. I know they wanted to save him innings. That's an admission that they didn't think they were in it. But now that they've gotten into it, I do think they'll adjust on the fly. It just won't be this week.
Don't think they're in it this week, to your point.
Maybe. Yep. Maybe. They're doing a juggling act. But then
Either you're going to race or you're not. Either you're trying to get in or you're not. And that's been an issue all season. Are you trying to make the playoffs or not? And
it's a frustration that goes back to the beginning. Job up in on August 31st.
So then just tell your fans with your actions, because they're never going to publicly say it, but your actions say, if we get in, great, but that's not really the way we're conducting business as an organization.
Now that we're within striking range, it's okay if we miss by a game and could have got one more start out of Scooble.
I mean, if they would have signed Chapman. I mean, it's been the whole thing all year long.
This is directly within their power right now. Like, we could argue Chapman, that's not going to do us any good right now. We had that one a long time ago. They are three games back, and if they bump Scooble up to tomorrow and pitch him on Wednesday, then they could, let's see, they would have him for the first game at Kansas City.
They're going to get
him
more starts, John. My point is, I agree with you guys. I'm sounding like I don't. I don't believe they're going to do it, because for the first time since I can remember, since July, they've actually named their rotation for an entire series, the next three games. It usually, two of them say undecided. Yeah. The fact that they've already posted their rotation tells me they're sticking with the plan. Okay. I don't agree with
it. Okay, I know math on the radio can be dangerous. He's scheduled to pitch Thursday, right? On regular rest, which is not what they've been doing, regular rest without moving anything, he would throw their 3rd, 8th, 13th, and 18th games. That's four starts. He'd pitch the final day of the season on regular rest if they change nothing. But that means there's no more bonus rest days moving forward.
But did you include rest days in that in terms of...
That's 18 games.
Yeah, right.
So he's going to pitch every fifth game. He would have four starts the rest of the way. If you bump him back a start... and it's every six games, you lose one more Scooble day, which feels inexcusable now that we are, in a playoff race.
Yeah,
say it.
Speaking of that guy, Dan Campbell, good to hear from him following a win. We'll pick his brain on the state of the Lions. That's coming up next. It's 97.1.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.